if you live in a city or a suburb, you may not realize just how big farming is in Ohio. More than 75,000 working farms in Ohio. And when you look then at the stats of what we produce in Ohio compared to the rest of the nation, it's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, as a city boy who's, you know, driving into other parts of Ohio, I mean, one of the reasons this project was so appealing to me is because even as a lifelong resident of the state, I realize that I have access to very different populations within the boundaries of Ohio. So, you know, I live in Ohio, but I live in Northeast Ohio in the most urban part of the state. And so I don't think as much about where my food comes as I should. Having spent a lot of time talking to farmers and reading about their plight this year, I'm definitely much more sensitive and aware of things like that. But as, you know, again, as Brett Davis said to me, he said a lot of kids think that milk comes from Kroger, is not a cow. And a lot of us think that way. And in fact, it struck me that I think a lot of us around Northeast Ohio are like more aware of the plight of the farmer because we realize that our sweet corn availability at farm markets this summer might be cut way back because of the troubles that our more local farmers have had. So it's kind of raised a larger awareness for me, and I hope for other people, that as this big sort of global, I guess you could call it a crisis or at least a concern, goes on, that we should be thinking local, you know, not just about the Ohio farm, but you know, how all of these things are connected.